presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower, CX-4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4, wind southeast, ceiling 1200, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Say, gang, remember back during the war when the Army Air Forces carried out hundreds of rescue and mercy flights, in addition to all the combat missions flown over enemy territory? Well, now that the fighting's over, those rescue flights are still continuing. Earlier this year, the Army Air Forces showed how quickly it could answer a mercy call. When a terrific tornado swept through the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle, the Flyers got right to work. As soon as word of the disaster was received at Tinker Field in Oklahoma, all doctors and nurses were alerted, and medical supplies of all kinds were made ready. In the early morning hours before dawn, an Army C-54 Skymaster took off, carrying doctors, nurses, blood plasma, litters, food, everything needed to help the dazed and homeless people. In that emergency, the Army planes flew 8 round trips. Many of the injured received first aid on the planes, and in all, 90 stretcher patients were flown to a hospital in Oklahoma City. Another disaster occurred this spring in Texas City, Texas. You must remember it. A ship loaded with high explosives blew up in the harbor. Hundreds of people standing on the docks were killed or injured. The explosion spread to a chemical plant in the city, blowing it up in a tremendous blast. Immediately, almost 50 Air Force's doctors and nurses prepared to rush to the scene, and breaking all speed records, a deserted Army hospital close to Texas City was reopened and immediately started treating survivors. In just a few moments, I'll tell you more about the Army Air Force Rescue Service, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Moving with lightning-like rapidity, La Pantera, a foreign agent trying to gain possession of the plans for the Channel Wing, escaped from Hop and Tank, and holding Gale as hostage, sped away from Lakeville in a car driven by her accomplice, Ramon. The boys, accompanied by Major McCall and young Chris, gave chase in a borrowed car, and as we continue now, have reached a roadblock set up by the state police on the main highway. Leaning out of his car, Hop anxiously questions the sergeant in charge.
Couldn't you stop them, Sergeant? Have they gone through?
They never got here, Mr. Harrigan.
Never got here? That's crazy. This is the only main road north of Lakeville, and we was behind them all the time. They must have gone through.
I'm sorry, they didn't. When you called, you said they had a 2-minute head start on you. We got here 3 minutes after that and set up the block. They couldn't have driven 10 miles in 5 minutes. I don't care how fast they were going.
Hey, Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Are you sure you have the correct description of the car?
Black sedan, 2 women, 1 man, the man driving.
That's it, all right.
Sergeant, I suggest you report to your headquarters and tell your superior officer to extend the blockade. Cover every road leading out of the county in a northerly direction.
Yes, sir.
And then start closing in. Search the whole area. They may have holed up somewhere.
Right, sir. May I have your name, please, for authorization?
Major Charles McCall, Army Air Forces Intelligence Service. This is a serious matter, Sergeant. Impress that on your CO. And notify me at once if you find anything. I'll be at the Lakeville Airport.
Okay, sir. I'll get to work on it right away.
Good. All right, Hop. Let's go back.
Back to the airport, sir?
Yes, I'm expecting a report from Washington.
But what about Miss Nolan? Are we going to do anything for her?
Nothing we can do right now, Chris. It's up to the state troopers.
We know she started off on this road. If she didn't get this far, she must have turned off somewhere.
Yes, but there are at least 20 small dirt roads leading off this one, and they all wind over the country. It'd be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, they'll have to come out into the open sometime. And when they do, we'll have them.
We'll have to wait, Chris. Wait and pray.
Clutching the steering wheel tightly until the skin over his knuckle shows white, Hop tries to hide his fears for Gale's safety, and he races back to Lakeville. A half hour later, having returned the car, they begin an anxious vigil in the small field office. Chris stands quietly by the window. Hop and the major sit near the desk, and Tank paces nervously back and forth.
Tank? Hank, will you cut that out? Light somewhere and sit still.
I can't. I'm too jumpy.
Well, then go on outside if you have to run a marathon.
Okay, I will.
Tank, I'll keep you company if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, Chris. Come on. Glad to have you.
Is it all right with you, Hop?
Oh, of course. Get Tank to show you through the hangar. Look at our planes.
Boy, that'll be fun.
Okay, Chris, let's go.
I think you hurt Tank's feelings.
I suppose I did, but I'm as jumpy as a cat myself, and his eternal pacing back and forth was driving me crazy. I'll make it up to him later.
Oh, he'll understand.
If only we could figure out what La Pantera was going to do.
Well, there's one point in our favor. We have what she wants, the papers and photographs.
That goes in reverse. She has someone we want, Gail.
True, but I'll wager La Pantera makes contact with you before the day is out. Then we can work from there.
She won't contact us until everything is stacked in her favor. If we could get her now while she's still off balance... Hey, wait a minute. What a fool I am.
Eh?
La Pantera has a plane, a twin-engine Cessna. She must have left it somewhere.
Say, that's right.
And she must be trying to get to
it. She was heading north.
There's the field at New City. Maybe she landed there.
Good boy, Hop. Give me that phone. I'll call...
What?
Must be the state police. Let me talk to them.
All right, sir. Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Hello? Yes, this is McCall. Oh, all right, put him on. It's Washington, Hop.
Oh.
Hello, Bannon. Yes? The whole center section, eh? And that's all? Well, can you get anything from what we have? I see. All right. I'll get in touch with you later. And thanks for your trouble. And I was afraid of that.
What is it, sir?
That was a report on the missing drawings and photographs. I had them checked against the original rough drawings Cross made last year.
And?
The whole center section of the painting's missing. The most important part.
La Pantera has it, then.
Maybe. But it seems strange Cross didn't say so.
Well, he didn't have much time, sir.
But then the envelope was sealed when you gave it to me, and I checked it very carefully. As far as I could see, it hadn't been steamed open and resealed.
I never let go of it once I had it, sir.
And another thing. If La Pantera had somehow gotten to the envelope, why should she only take half the papers?
Oh, of course.
No, I think for some reason Cross himself left the important half out.
And died before he could tell us the rest.
Yeah, which means we'll have to go right back down there and start all over again. How about it, Hop?
How about what?
I'd like to turn this assignment over to you and Tank. You're both familiar with the details. It would save a lot of time.
You mean go down to Mexico and find that wall, take more photographs?
Yes, do the whole job over again. You'd be especially fitted for the job because of Chris. He'd have to work with anyone who goes down there, and since he trusts you...
I can't think about it now, sir. Finding Gail is more important to me.
Well, perhaps one job would tie in with the other, and time is essential.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't do it. Not until I'm sure Gail is safe.
Well, we can handle that ourselves up here.
Well, why can't the Army send its own men down to Mexico?
This is a delicate situation, my boy. Mexico's a foreign country. We can't just march in and take what we want. But at the same time, we must have the information. This is a job for men with no official connections.
I'm sorry, sir. Not now.
All right, boy. I can't force you, of course.
Oh, I'd better call the New City Airport. And...
Oh, the phone again. Must be the police this time.
Hello? Oh, just a minute. It is, sir.
Good. Hello, McCall speaking. Yes, Sergeant. Found anything? Oh, where?
They find Gail?
Wait. Mm-hmm. All right. Good work. Keep at it. I'll wait to hear from you. Yes, right here.
Well?
They found the sedan, abandoned.
Where?
On a small side road about 10 miles west of the highway and a good 15 miles north of here.
15? They must have doubled back. Why would they abandon a car there?
That's the trouble with La Pantera. You can't figure out her next move. She always does the unexpected.
Well, what are the troopers going to do?
They'll continue the search in a wide circle around the car. They'll let us know as soon as they turn up anything new.
Then there's nothing we can do?
No more than we're doing now.
I'm not... Oh, sorry, sir. But we can still try to find our plane. Hello, operator. Get me the New City Airport, will you? And hurry, please. This is important.
But even as Hoff puts through his call, the major shakes his head slowly, apparently not putting much faith in this lead. He knows La Pantera is clever. Every move has shown it. She wouldn't leave her one means of escape in such an obvious place. What has happened, we'll know in a moment, gang, so stand by.
Fellas and girls, now I want to tell you about some of the future plans of the Army Air Force's Air Rescue Service. First, though, let's see what the main goals of a rescue team are. They've got to get medical men and supplies into the disaster area, and secondly, bring out the seriously injured and get them into a hospital where they can be taken care of properly. Even now, all that's not quite as easy as it sounds. There are still many places which have no airports or adequate places for landing. To overcome this, the Army sometimes uses a helicopter, which can land almost anywhere. But helicopters are slow compared with the Army Air Force's transport ships, and in many cases they have to be flown into the area by the bigger planes before they can be used. An even better way of caring for disaster victims is now in the planning stage. They're thinking of building an aircraft with a detachable body which can be equipped in various ways, some as operating rooms or X-ray stations, others as hospital wards or supply carriers. A fleet of planes with these detachable fuselages could be stationed throughout the country and rushed to any area when disaster strikes. Where there are no airports, they can be equipped with parachutes and dropped as near to the danger area as possible. Very often, the Army Air Forces is called on to help search for missing civilian aircraft. When they spot the wreck and the rescue work is completed, yellow crosses are painted on the cracked-up plane by ground crews so that if there's another crash in the same area, the first wreckage will not be reported again. You see, gang, the Army Air Forces doesn't leave much to chance. Everything possible is taken into account in all their rescues. In peace as well as war, the United States Army Air Forces comes through. And fellas and girls, whether you become Air Corps pilots or private pilots, always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Some distance north of Lakeville, in a small railroad station on the branch line running to New City, two women sit on a bench on the platform. One, a small, pretty girl, looks around her nervously, appealingly, as though seeking help. Her companion keeps a firm grip on her arm and whispers menacingly,
"You will keep your pretty mouth closed, my dear. Speak to anyone, and I shall take great pleasure in sliding a knife between your ribs."
Senora.
Oh, Ramon, you have the ticket?
Si, senora, as you told me. 3 tickets to the town of Lakeville.
Bueno.
But I do not understand. Why do we go back to Lakeville?
We do not.
But you said
I checked the timetable on the wall carefully. There are 2 trains to here, within minutes of each other. The first northbound to New City, and the second south to Lakeville. That is the train to New City.
But we wish to go to New City ourselves.
And we shall.
Then why did you have me buy tickets to...
Fool! To throw Harrigan and Tinker off the trail. We shall get on the train to New City and buy tickets from the conductor. Then, if Harrigan and Tinker do trace us here, all they will find out is that 3 tickets were bought for the opposite direction.
Ah, that is most clever of you, senora.
So, here is the train. Come on. And I warn you, senorita, not a word.
Walking on either side of her, La Pantera and Ramon force Gail toward the nearest coach. But unknown to them, Gail has managed to open the clasp of her identification bracelet, and just before she boards the train, she drops it in the cinders beside the track. Slowly at first, then gathering more speed, the train pulls out of the station, helping La Pantera make her escape. The station master walks out of the small station, wanders idly to the edge of the platform, and looks down the track. See if the Lakeville train is coming. Suddenly his eye catches the gleam of metal, and stooping down, he picks up Gail's bracelet. He turns it over in his hand, then casually saunters back inside his office and drops it on his desk. Is this the end to Gail's frantic attempt to get help? Is the one clue to her whereabouts to slip by unnoticed, perhaps never to be found? Gang, there's spine-tingling adventure ahead. So don't miss the next action-packed episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.